Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, I've done some more research, and I would like to clarify a few things. I made mistakes on the first three games of when they're going to be. So, as a human being, I get to replace them with the right answers and let you know that I have some more research to do, and that's my bad. We start our first game on the 14th and the 15th against Florida. And another road game will be the 17th against Tampa Bay. 22nd is our first home game. It's going to be against our arch rivals, the Nashville Predators. I just wanted to make sure that I got that out there properly. And today I got some news as I was reading some articles about how our lines are going to look. You know, we do know that Ben Bishop and Tyler Seguin will be out for a couple months with some severe injuries. They both had some surgeries, one on the knee, one on the hip. The center position for the first line will be filled by no other than Joe Pavelski, which is awesome because, you know, Joe Pavelski is an incredible player and I believe he'll suit in that role very nicely for us. You know, I was having a little bit of a text message conversation with one of my other friends that are also fellow avid Stars fans like myself, and there's something that I want to put out there to all Stars Nation. You know, we didn't score a lot towards the end of the season, but in the playoffs, we scored incredible amounts of goals. Put this out there. We had a lot of young players that came into the playoffs that created scoring for us. Look at Joel Quenneranta. Look at Denis Gerionov. Roope Hintz could have done a little bit better. But the point is, I think as Dallas Stars fans, you know, we're looking for one more piece somewhere. I mean, we were trying to get Mike Hoffman, and that doesn't seem to be happening. I don't know where he's going to end up. Corey Perry went to Montreal. We would love to have kept him. But of the two West Coast players that we got in free agency, I still think, honestly, of the two, Andrew Cogliano was the better player. There were things that Corey Perry did for us. He was an agitator. You know, he got in people's faces. He kind of had a little bit of that enforcer that you want from one of your centers, one of your centermen. But Andrew Cogliano is, to me, a better two-way player, and I'm really glad that we got to keep him as well. So his contract is still intact. So I think the biggest thing I want to say before the season starts to everyone is trust our team to be really good. Yes, if they find a good fit in a free agent somewhere to bring in, that's great. But if they don't, look at the youth and look at the leadership that we have. I think we're going to be absolutely just fine. I just want that to be out there in the world because I think, you know, we're always looking in free agency for something bigger and better. When if you really truly look at what happened, we got Joe Pavelski in a 3-year deal in free agency before the season happened. He was there. We got Corey Perry to come along. But I think, in my opinion, the story of the playoffs of this Stanley Cup run that we had was goaltending by Anton Khudobin and the bench players, you know, the youth that we brought up, especially people like Joel Quenneranta in the end. You know, he wins the game, scores the game-winning goal in game 7 of the Western Conference Final in overtime to put us into the Stanley Cup Final. This is a really good hockey team. And it's time for us as a fan base to look at that and go, hey, we have something special. And one of the things that upset me, I was looking at the national stage for games this year, and they decided to only give us one against Carolina on MSNBC. We were the representative of the Western Conference for the Stanley Cup Final, and we only get one nationally televised game. I'm still angry with the way the NHL gives us such little respect for how good we really are. That's the last of my rant on that one. Because deep down, you know, I think about what happened with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, if you watch them, they had a lot of young players and they had a lot of good players. And that team just happened to be gelling together for a little bit longer. I mean, some of those players were on the team 6 and 7 years together before they won this cup. We still have to build the chemistry a little bit. And I think we're there. And I still think, Rick Bonus, thank you for staying. I know you've been in this business for 30 years. You could have easily retired and said, I'm done. But I still remember that last part of the press conference when the final was over, when you said, I have the passion for it again. This playoff run gave you that. And I hope you bring that into this season and you get these boys to play the way that we all know they can. Just remember, defense first. Being able to control the back end. Being able to have a good forecheck. You know, it doesn't matter how many goals you score if you can't stop the other guy. And that is actually what we're known for as our defense. Great teams win championships by having stout defenses. And that's in any sport. Anyway, like I said, my biggest topic out of this whole thing is, as a fan base, I think it's time for us to say, we have an outstanding hockey team. Because I still have friends that are fans that don't understand the game enough to know that you gotta have the balance between youth and leadership. And we do have a really good balance of some excellent youth guys that are gonna bring us a lot of offense. And we have to believe in them. And they'll have to be probably a little bit more nurtured because they're still in their 20s, they're still young guys. You know, even though they're adults, sometimes you gotta kinda be able to let them know that you believe in them. And then that's where like a Pavelski comes in and gives them the leadership they deserve. Andrew Cogliano is a great leader too. So, like I said, trust the team, guys. As a fan, trust the team. Enjoy this season. It's a 56-game season. It's a small season. So every night is going to have to be played with such passion. And there won't be nights where we can do the, oh, we're going to just set back because there's an East Coast team that doesn't matter who we play because we're only worried about the points we're going to get to make the playoffs. We're only playing our division. So every night's a division game. This is probably going to be one of the most intense seasons in the National Hockey League's history, in my opinion, because we're not playing like an East Coast team on the schedule every once in a while. We're focused on the division at hand. You know, the teams, every team we play matters. Every point we get matters. And there's only going to be, they said, the top four teams from each division are going to make it in. So that is how we're going to get our 16 teams going to the playoffs. So there is no wild card this year. So just think about that for a moment. So I'm getting very excited. We're at the 2-week mark before this thing actually starts. So Dallas Stars fans, get ready for an excellent season. They only gonna list have about 25% of the people in the stands. I've actually put my notice in to try to get a ticket or two. For those that want to know, you have to put down a $100 deposit to get looked at to get a ticket. So I'm gonna do that this week on my upcoming check. So it's gonna be really hard to get tickets because they're gonna have so little people. But I'd like to go to one or two this year. So just be ready for a great season in a very interesting time. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Everyone have a wonderful day, and go Stars.